Countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing you expert analysis on what the new CAP deal means for you and your farm payments.
Now, we know just how impossible lockdown has been for performers. Thankfully, things have opened up and it has allowed Ballinasloe farmer Breda Larkin to pack up her VW camper van and make her way to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival with her comedy partner Laura Lavelle, where they're going to perform their act, The Wild Geese. Good morning, Breda. How are you?
How are you?
You can hear us there.
I can hear you.
Now, Breda, you made it just about across. I know your mother said your van wouldn't make it across from the west of Ireland over the Irish Sea to Edinburgh. And she was nearly right, wasn't she?
Nearly right, yeah. We had a few little problems with it, a little leak in the clutch cylinder. And it was a screw in the nail then as well. So a screw in the tyre. So we had a bit of problem. But we made it all right. Yeah.
You made it across.
It took an extra day. We just got to spend the night in Ayr, which was a nice bonus. Ayr is a beautiful town. That was a seaside town. So, yeah, it was a bonus.
And you've arrived in quite a quiet city, I gather.
It's quiet. It's definitely quieter, but it's still nice. There's still acts going on, and there's about 30 people inside for different comedy gigs. So we're connected with the Irish comedians, Eddie Mullarkey and Brian Gallagher and stuff, and doing some with the good, the bad and the Irish. We'll be doing some with them tomorrow night and during the week. So it's great. We're busking away and it's lovely. Our friend is here with her Mac Love food truck. So it's great. There's a good buzz anyway.
And you're there as a duo of the Wild Geese, documenting the wild women of Ireland. What are you going to be doing at the Fringe? Is it mainly busking?
Busking, yes. We're going to do interview. We have our Zoom and we're documenting it all ourselves. So we are just interviewing people and just getting a vibe and seeing, you know, because in Ireland there's not much comedy acts happening, not much gigs happening. So it's great just to get people's reaction from audiences to be back watching comedy and all that. So, yeah, just documenting it all.
And just tell us a bit about your family farm. You're a sixth generation there in Ballinasloe. Just describe the farm.
Yeah, so it's outside Ockram, between Ockram and Kiltormer, sort of East Galway. And yeah, we started off the Forge, the Larkin Forge. They're blacksmiths back in the day and they had a farm there. So it's quite an old farm and it's just a lovely place. It's we do have dry stock at the moment, but I'm doing the greenster now. I hope to transition into something more sustainable, maybe, you know, like, so I was listening to the thing earlier on, no more dirty continentals on the land. Some stuff like that. So, you know, we'll transition out of into sheep maybe as well, you know.
And you can manage it with the comedy and the travelling, because that is a demanding schedule anyway.
Yeah, I mean, my father's there, my mother's there, my sister's there, so it's just a good community around. I always believe that farming should be done in community, you know, because I'm a single person and I feel like I would like to have a good work-life balance, not just be tied to the farm, you know. So doing the comedy and the shows and stuff will allow me to do that as well. You know, hopefully we'll get gigs at night, in the weekends and night time where I can do stuff during the day. So, yeah.
And you're there with your comedy partner, Laura Lavelle. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
How are you doing? You're both, yourself and Breda are trained as celebrants. Breda for funerals and you for weddings. How did that come about?
Well, it was during lockdown. We just decided we were getting very creative being together, and then we were like, "Do you know what? We'll add a few more strings to our bow, and we'll get our papers as celebrants."
And you have your first go in December, I gather.
I do. I have my first wedding in December. I'm so excited for it.
One of the things that people may know you about, know both of you for, is your tree friendly rapping song "Any Oaks," which was pretty popular a few months ago. How did that come about?
Well, it's Breda's brainchild, really.
Well, it was the Galway 2020. We were going to do a show. You know, I was going to do in Ballinasloe Fair Day, like a 10-10-20 on that day. You know, a show about the environment and agriculture in a comedy way. So it's called 10-10-20, The Land is on Drugs, and it kind of just showed a little bit about synthetic nitrogen and maybe the way we're kind of farming the grass instead of the soil. And so we couldn't actually put on the show physically because of restrictions, so I used the fund to make a music video. That's basically how it came about.
And finally, Laura, just to go back to you, for people who aren't in Edinburgh but would like to see you both perform, I gather you'll be in Trebolgan in the end of September, is that right?
Yes, we're going to be at It Takes a Village.
Fantastic stuff. Well, listen, best of luck to both of you at the Fringe, and I hope
so much,
you get
Ella.
Back in one piece in your van.
On Grass Market, if anyone Irish people are floating around the Beehive and the Grass Market, the good, the bad and the Irish.
Over there in Edinburgh. Fantastic.
Yeah. And we're busking at Charles Street at 5 to 7 outside Mac Love as well, if you want to come and say hello.
Breida, thanks so much. Best of luck.